Then talking about the adverse effects, since these are given via injections either subcutaneously or IV, so the reaction may develop at the site of the injection. In case of infliximab, which is given IV, the infusion reaction may develop. Next important side effect is the reactivation of the infections, which can be either bacterial, viral, and special attention need to be given to the reactivation of the latent TB. And that is why it is very important to investigate the patient vigorously for any evidence of a latent TB or current TB in the patient. Because these TNF alpha inhibitors inhibit the TNF, which plays a very important role in developing resistance against the mycobacteria and development of the granuloma. Next, important side effect is the development of the heart failure. It either leads to onset of the heart failure or worsening of the pre-existing heart failure. Demyelinating disorder, such as multiple sclerosis. New onset psoriasis may occur in response to the TNF alpha inhibitors, such as palmoplantar pustulosis. Sarcoidosis, in the sarcoidosis, when particularly given for the sarcoidosis, lesions may develop when the TNF alpha inhibitors is given for the treatment of rheumatoid arthritis or Crohn's disease. Autoimmune hepatitis may develop and pancytopenias.